Come, children, inside. Stephen, where are your books?
I left them at the mine.
You don't need them anyway.
Mr. B, my pa says we don't need school, because we're going to work at the mine
anyway. Get inside.
My pa say always going to be as old miners anyhow. That's true. We're all going to be nothing but old miners.
Nothing but old miners.
We're all going to be nothing but old miners.
Children, wash that grime off your hands, kick the coal dust off your feet, and settle down. It's time to learn.
This Booker T said, Levi will build this moon on yonder hill. Yes, I will. You tell. Yes, I will. Yes, sir. Built that school from the dirt to the skies. All the pickaninnies hold their heads up high. You tell. Yes, I will. Yes, sir. Mr. Booker T said, Levi will build this school on yonder hill. Got a hammer. Got a shovel. Got a dream.
Booker and Olivia, Episode 1, Save the Man. The producers would like to thank Michael Armstrong, Issa Barrett, Antoine Medley, Lily Jones Sneed, Sharon Graves, and Stephen Hill for the contribution. Original music provided by Thule Greg Wilson, founding member of the Carolina Chocolate Drop.
Come, children, inside. Inside before we're all soaked. This world holds much in store for you. Some of you, with pluck, can be doctors, lawyers, teachers. The school belongs to the mining company. You don't. You can be anything you want, and you don't have to work in a coal mine to do it.
Shut it down, shut it down, shut it down. Look like you was right, Clement.
Told you he's learning the problem, boss.
You know, we don't pay you to come around here and teach these boys these biggity ideas. You boys head on back to the mine and find your pappies, because school's over with this.
Children, go home. Shirts, pants, suspenders. I'm going to need another sack, Fanny.
Where are you going now?
A place I've been waiting to get back to for a long time. Hampton.
What about me?
You? Actually, you'd be quite helpful if you could iron these shirts. Fanny, come inside.
I spent 2 years feeding and taking care of your ass, trying to be the woman you want. You don't want that, huh? Then go.
Fanny, I'll send for you. If I need you.
All aboard. Newport News, settlers landed in Hampton next.
Don't take no chickens, no
tickets, please.
Or no
tickets,
check.
Please. Tickets, please.
Only greenbacks and gold
tickets, please.
Sacks.
If you tickets, ain't please. Got it,
tickets, please, sir.
Sir, make sure you store those chickens in the overhead next time. Thank you, sir.
My home by the sea.
So, who do you have for home ec, Miss Jocelyn?
I got Miss Armstrong for home ec and General Armstrong for American history.
Two Armstrongs? Wow, I feel for you, Miss Jocelyn. Man, that cafeteria lady, man, always talking about gravy baby, man. Feel like she cooking some food for some sharecropper.
Gravy baby.
I ain't come to school to eat no slop.
Tastes like my grandma's cooking to me.
Your grandma cooks slop?
You said your grandma eats slop.
Last year, we lost to Howard 2-1.
Maybe we'll have better luck this year.
But we ain't even had no baseball team, and we still scored a run.
Oh, man. Dean
comes. Hamptonians, clear this yard. I want all of you in class. Clear the yard, Hamptonians. When that bell tolls, you will clear this yard and report to your classes. Clear the yard, Hamptonians. Clear this yard.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plains.
Miss Lord.
Booker.
Let me gather that up.
No, you really don't. Stand up. Let me look at you. General, it is my wish that we add Booker Washington to the program.
More than anybody, I would love to put Booker in the program, but...
Let me answer for you, General.
Is it fair to the valedictorian, Olivia Davidson, to include another darkie at the podium?
I hardly think Booker is just another darkie, Mr. Frizzell.
Booker is an exceptional Negro with potential to do well as a teacher. At a Negro college, of course.
Why do you care?
Why do I care?
Yes, why do you care so passionately?
Miss Lord is right. Booker is no common darkie, Mr. Frizzell. He's handsome and clean. It's about the story, Mr. Frizzell. My business is as much about raising money as it is educating, and the story of the successful returned student who has come to impart a few wise words is one that our supporters want to hear.
I would hardly call getting turned out of your own school successful.
Hampton creates teachers who will be the voice of their students, to stand up and, if need be, to be the defender of the student. It is...
Booker, what's the matter? Can you read my writing?
Yes, Miss Lord. In fact, you've the loveliest handwriting. It's just I can't make this speech. General Armstrong fought the war, and this lady Olivia Davidson that's going to be speaking? I heard she had a school burned down in Mississippi and tried to build another one on the same spot. They're defenders. I don't deserve to be at the podium with them saying this.
General Armstrong, your most powerful benefactor, has asked that you give a speech. Gratitude is an order.
I didn't say I couldn't give a speech. Just not this one.
What would you like to speak on?
The colored schools, a place to rest overworked bodies and test underworked minds. Not colored, The Negro schools, a place to rest tired bodies and work eager minds. A haven. But will the future hold?
Booker, who are you preening for?
Mr. Frizzell.
Booker, Miss Lord, the procession is about to begin.
Booker, good luck.
Natalie encourages you because she thinks that you are one exceptional darkie.
Exceptional darkie?
See you at the podium.
And now, Hampton's valedictorian, Miss Olivia Davidson.
One day it will not be so novel an idea for a Negro woman to have her name adorned on a building, such as General Armstrong has his. One day it will not be novel for a Negro man to imagine being president.
When hell freezes over.
Negro president, boy, never.
One water, please.
She's a coughing because she's telling lies.
This may help.
Darn right she is.
Thank you. One day it will not be novel for a Negro man to imagine being president of a Negro college. As surely as I stand as valedictorian, it will happen. It will happen. Thank you.
Lastly, in closing, a returning alum who personifies Hampton's mission, Mr. Booker T. Washington.
What a glorious day it is on the waterfront, is it not? I, too, would like to have my name on a building, even if it's a laundry. The purpose of the Negro school, some ask. If the Negro was meant to be schooled, then he'd be at William and Mary, Harvard, Yale. But he isn't there, because he isn't meant to be learned in such a manner. At least that's what they say. The Negro school, a place to rest tired bodies, work eager mind, a haven. What will be its future? That will be determined by the Negro. Thank you. Are you all right?
Strained vocal cords is all it was.
Your name on a building.
Booker.
Ambitious.
Booker.
Yes, it?
I don't know. Can you? Besides, your private tutor is...
She's not my private tutor. She's my professional developer.
Right.
Booker, the general has requested your presence.
By his table?
No. At his table.
Miss Lord, thank the general, but it's not my place to sit among his guests.
Don't be a fool.
Miss Lord, shall we go then?
Ollie, he has a sweetheart.
Where?
Back home.
Of course.
I'm from Boston, homes of beans and cod, where the Lowells talk to Cabots.
And Cabots talk only to God.
You wanted to see me, General?
Ah, Booker, there you are. Sit. Hampton seeks to do for the Indian what it is doing for the Negro.
Lift them up from savagery by teaching them to sit with whites.
Not only that, but elevate them. Take Booker, for example.
Armstrong, this is not fair. This man has exceptional cranial capacity. And he's clearly half white. Fetch an ordinary Negro and we'll play this game. Booker, the Indians, can they be educated? Taught to eat with a fork and knife like you have? Taught the gospel of hygiene? And by that, I mean soap, water, and a toothbrush.
Why not? There's a man inside the Indian. You simply have to kill the Indian to get to him.
As they've killed the Negro in you?
They haven't killed the Negro in me.
Well, get this man some chicken. Armstrong, I'm impressed. Where do I sign the check? And who do you have in mind to save these Indians?
That is wonderful news, Mr. Washington.
Mrs. Davidson, you may call me Booker.
And Mr. Washington, I mean... Booker, you may call me Olivia. Armstrong's got something bigger in store for you. There is no telling how much he raised by having you sit at his
table. It's just that I want to teach, not babysit braves. The general gave me one order. Kill the Indian and save the Indian.
Mr. Booker, sir, they are ready.
Your name is David. Your name is Charles.
Not Charles Yeager.
And you, your name is James.
James.
Tell them to kick their clothes to the door. These rags stink to the heavens. See that they're burned. Cleanliness is next to godliness. And I give you the gospel of toothbrush. Don't swallow. Spit. Close and tight, gentlemen. Make sure you cut their hair. Close and tight. Where's James?
Mr. Booker, James is sick for home. He wants to leave this place.
James!
And Petu King Hemata
Kong. More dance, no more good. James? James! War dance no more good. War dance no more good. Button that tunic. Look at them. Civilized.
Quite a transformation, Mr. Washington. Bravo.
Kill the Indian, save the man.
Is that what you've done?
That raiseth me.
Amazing job, Mr. Washington. I go to Boston next month on matters for the Institute. Have you ever gone?
Ollie, here. Under the oak. Give me the blanket.
I like this spot.
He says that I will be speaking on behalf of Hampton and introduced to philanthropists in New England.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the exceptional Negro.
Sounds like you're jealous.
No, I'm not jealous. I mean, why should I? Valedictorian of my class, be jealous of a man who comes out of nowhere and becomes the featured speaker. I guess a woman on top wasn't good enough for the general. And plus... how could they pick a little old me to handle those Indians like you have?
Have you any job offer?
No. But I would love to go to Massachusetts and be back at my old school, Framingham.
Hampton is your old school now.
I'm not jealous of you, Mr. Booker T. Washington. I'm happy.
I'll tell you who's jealous.
Who?
Frizzell.
He should be. The general clearly favors you. You could be Hampton's first Negro president. When alone with the general, make it known that you would like to be his successor.
That's not how you play the game.
That's exactly how you play it. I'm sorry. Let's just enjoy this picnic.
Frizzell plays it right. His diction. Crossing T's. Dotting his I's. pronouncing his G's.
You sound fine, Booker.
I sound like a field hand.
I can teach you elocution.
I've already made arrangements.
Oh. With whom?
Mr. Booker, please leave. I will.
Moses supposes his toes are roses.
Bravo, Booker. Do it again.
Moses supposes his toes are roses.
Softer.
I have to meet Olivia.
She can wait.
I have to check on the Indian.
They can wait, too. It's a beautiful day. Let's take these lessons by the water.
Moses supposes his toes
Booker,
are roses.
Don't grow too far out. And again.
Moses supposes his toes are roses.
Booker, don't open so wide. Booker, is Olivia your sweetheart? Or is it the girl you have back home?
You there! Tension in the hall!
Tension in the hall. Mr. Frizzell is doing inspection.
Boys, come to order.
Where is Mr. Washington?
We go with Lady Teacher.
General, as refined as he may be, relations between a darky and a white woman will have the locals burn Hampton Institute to the ground. And Virginia will do nothing about it. Also, he was derelict in his duty to watch the Indians.
This letter came recently, and at first I thought of you for this, but now...
You wanted to see me, General?
Ah, Booker. I've received a letter from some people in Alabama.
Dear General, it is our hope that you can recommend a good white man to come take charge of a school for Negroes.
White man? Where is the school?
Alabama.
Did he say what kind of school?
There is no school yet.
Booker, they're expecting a white man. Probably had in mind Frizzell. He's sending you because of Natalie Lord.
That's not why he's sending me.
Booker, did you start to think that you were one of them? What did you tell the general?
That I would go build the school and make him proud again. Go with me.
Booker, the last time I was in the Deep South, I dug out what was left of my brother from a fire pit. I refuse to do the same for you.
I can't do this alone.
Really? Why don't you ask Fanny, your sweetheart back home? And if she won't go, then ask Natalie Lord.
Next time on Booker and Olivia.
Ollie, I don't mean to be rude, but may I ask, what happened in Mississippi?
Booker, let's not talk about Mississippi.
Certainly, if you wish.
Booker and Olivia stars Stephen Hill as Booker and Shayna Small as Olivia.
Your support is always welcome, and you can support us by going to patreon.com/audioauteur. That's patreon.com/AUDIOAUTEUR. patreon.com/audioauteur. Thank you.
Booker and Olivia was produced by William Sutphin, the audio auteur.